When photographing people, there is no more fundamental decision that needs to be made by the photographer than whether or not the person being photographed is going to be consciously aware of and have a relationship with the viewer. That is to say, will the person being photographed stare back at us, or will we photograph them while they're in an oblivious state to the fact that they are being photographed? We might catch them from behind or from a profile or in some other angle that makes them unaware that they are being photographed. In this example, we see both. The woman on the right is photographed unaware that she's being photographed. The man on the left is staring directly back at us. But there's something fascinating about his stare. I've observed this in many, many portraits and never been able to put my finger exactly on it. That is to say, there are some times when you get the idea that the person being photographed is staring back at the camera, and sometimes when it looks as though they're staring right out of the page, directly at us as viewers. Something in their eyes, something in their expression, something in that moment when we catch them, makes the camera disappear. It's as though the camera is not there. We feel in the presence of the person being photographed, and I feel that in this image. I do not get the sense that this fellow is looking at me, as it were, through the lens of the camera, through the magic of photography, and at a distance, but rather that we are face to face. When that happens in portraiture, it is a magical moment. Arnold Newman was a master at it. Paul Strand was a master at it. Many photographers have this ability to capture that exact moment with the expression of the face. When it's done, it just brings chills to my spine because it creates such an immediate viewing experience. And I think Roger Freeman has done that very well in this image.